This is Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan. Teresa Flandrick and Diego De Leo have each lived in their North Beach apartments for decades. Last year, they received eviction notices.
And let me tell you this, something that we rarely hear about is there is initially almost a shame, even though you did nothing wrong.
They reject them.
Yeah, exactly, the rejection.
Yeah. That's the exactly. feeling, I guess.
Yeah, and see, no one talks about that, but yeah, that is part of the process.
Flandrick and DeLeo belong to a group of evicted tenants who overcame feelings of rejection to seek comfort and help from one another. Along the way, they forged new strengths and made new friends. KALW's Melanie Young looks at how being cast out drew one group of tenants together.
At the Telegraph Hill Neighborhood Center, two dozen residents of North Beach came to hear from neighbors who've experienced evictions.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Marla Knight, and I represent the North Beach Tenants Committee.
The state's Ellis Act allows landlords to withdraw from the rental market and evict their tenants. North Beach has one of the city's highest Ellis eviction rates.
In 2013, that time, there were 21 of us on our block that were being evicted from our homes.
Those 21 people nicknamed themselves the Lombard 21 after their street. But the group has grown as they've connected with other worried North Beach residents.
My name is Judith Rodden. I live in a 23-unit building. And as tenants move out, the apartments are being renovated and then rented as corporate rentals.
At this event, there are plenty of neighbors on hand.
My name is Mark Bruno, and I live in the neighborhood.
Hi, my name is Thina Holman, and I'm in the eviction process.
Our building is prospectively going to be sold, and so we're one of those people, a group of six, who are not actually being evicted but could face eviction.
I've been in my place for 26 years. To me, it's a justice issue, and that's why I'm fighting this.
One of the co-founders of the Tenants Committee is Teresa Flandrick, a retired nurse. At 7 a.m. on a Saturday, Flandrick's adult son opened the door of their apartment where he grew up and was served an eviction notice.
I couldn't believe it. I was in shock. I ran into an older neighbor and I said, oh my God, I said, I can't believe it, Barbara. I just got an eviction notice. And I started sobbing. So that was day one.
Once it had sunk in, she says there were too many memories to simply accept their notice and leave. Around the same time, a few blocks away, Diego De Leo was going through the same thing.
My life is here. Friend is here. My soul is here. Everything I see here, the sink and the chair, everything, is my life is here.
De Leo lived in North Beach for 40 years with his wife. He says he fell in love with her smile the first time they met. The couple married at nearby St. Peter and Paul Church. The church's bells rang out for them then, throughout their daily lives, and again for her funeral 3 years ago. Since her death, he's slowly adjusted to life on his own. But the eviction notice the 80-year-old got last year weighs on him constantly.
You can avoid the thing about. I eat, I think about. I walk, I think about. I go to bed, I think about it. The next step, I don't know. I really don't.
A friend who worked with the elderly in North Beach introduced De Leo and Flandrick.
I said to him, you know what, Diego, you are not alone. And he said, that helps.
Sure does, yeah.
Yeah. And that was that's how we met, yeah?
Now we're friends. We're friends now.
That was 10 months ago. Now they're together regularly. Today they're in De Leo's apartment. Like the man himself, the two-bedroom apartment is modest but has old-world warmth and charm. Flandrick and De Leo sit side by side at his dining table, talking strategy for his eviction case. De Leo cuts a fine figure now with carefully groomed silver hair and a beard, but Flandrick is taken by an old photo of him as a young man in a suit.
Oh, I haven't seen this one.
No?
Madonna.
Yeah, this was when I was young. See, they used to call me the Italian Stallion. No more.
Although they've known each other for only a year, they've already seen growth in one another. The two attended a protest at the San Francisco Board of Realtors in April.
So Diego spoke Oh, my God. And the power behind his words. That was the first time there was strength in this man's face since I met him.
I didn't know I had it.
I know. And since that day, that is now part of your face,
yeah, it is strength.
DeLeo has found another way to voice his thoughts to others. Depressed after his wife passed, DeLeo says his doctor ordered him to find something to do.
I discovered a new love. Since my wife died, I discovered poetry. Thanks to God I found this poetry thing. I tell the truth, I call them my children.
The title of this poem is Why I Say It.
To make a connection with the people of the world, to inject some idealism into our life, to improve our lot.
DeLeo says the sadness he feels about his eviction helps fuel his creativity, his why.
To say great minds don't make great poets, big hearts do.
Poetry has helped him connect to a wider community. His poems grace the walls of North Beach restaurants, and he's been invited to give readings around the city. Just a few days later, Flandrick and DeLeo head for a walk to North Beach's Washington Square. Flandrick has something to celebrate.
My great news is that my Ellis Act has been dismissed. And so that means I can stay.
At least for a year. The courts dismissed her eviction on procedural grounds. Her landlord could refile an Ellis Act petition, but would have to give Flandrick 1 year's notice. Flandrick runs into friends and shares her news.
My Ellis was dismissed.
Oh, good.
Can you believe it?
Oh, good.
I just found this out Friday night, yeah.
All right.
I know, huh?
One for the little guys.
One for the little guys, exactly.
I know, not many of that happening.
I know.
They reach Washington Square. Among the crowds gathered for lunch and construction crews working on the street, they spot Marla Knight. Knight is the one who chaired the big North Beach Tenants Committee meeting the other evening. Like Flandrick, Knight's eviction was also withdrawn. She believes coming together with her neighbors to fight helped turn things around. In the process, she says she created a whole new life in the city.
I get to stay in the city that I love because I become very active and, you know, with our North Beach Tenants Committee. So I am more deeply rooted in the neighborhood than I've ever been.
As Knight and Flandrick laugh and chat, the bells of Saints Peter and Paul Church across the square ring out. Flandrick sits up and beams.
The bells. The bell ringing has been a huge part of my life the last 31 years. For the past 16 months since I had received the Ellis Act notice, each time I heard the bells ringing, I would feel really sad. Yeah, and now I get to keep hearing this, so now it's joy.
Joy, because she can remain close by her friends. But plenty of other eviction cases are still in the courts. Whatever happens, Flandrick says at his apartment, their bond is secure.
I know I will always be friends with Diego.
Well, obviously, friendship is good. You know, so we try it, and like you said, no matter what, we'll be still be friends. You gotta have something positive in the midst of all this crap, so to speak. You know, you have to. Otherwise, may as well stay home and die. You know, stay in bed and don't get up.
That's hard to imagine. Poetry reading and work with the North Beach Tenants Committee drive him now, and as he and his friends work on behalf of their old community, they're forging a new one. For Cross Currents, I'm Melanie Young.